energy with this, knowing that Tennessee and Jacksonville at least mean a little bit more?
Yeah, well, every game counts right now. Like I said, we didn't get the start of the season we wanted, but definitely first division game of the year is a big one, and a tough atmosphere, Monday Night Football against a good team, and we're going to have to bring our A game.
You've witnessed what the Colts have meant to the division. The Colts have beat the Titans 11 straight times. You haven't been here for any of that, but can you talk about this game from a Titans mentality? You know, they're sick and tired of losing the Colts, and you know you're going to get their best shot.
Well, I think anytime you play a division opponent, you're going to get their best shot. I hope we can make it 12 in a row, but they're a very good team. They got a lot of weapons, tough atmosphere, especially on Monday Night Football, and we're going to have to be up to the challenge.
Do you feel like this is a year for them, though, where they've got high expectations? This is sort of a prove-it game from their standpoint.
Well, I think for both of us it's a big game. We didn't get the start of the season we wanted, and I think we're making strides to get ourselves steadied there, and it all starts on Monday night.
How is their offense different without Mariota? Do you have to game plan different if he doesn't play?
Well, they're still a very good offense with a lot of weapons, but you know, Mariota always has that threat of scrambling and getting out of the pocket, so that's something we're going to have to watch out for.
What's that atmosphere like once it gets going?
That's a tough atmosphere. You definitely don't want to let them get going. Never played there in a night atmosphere or primetime atmosphere, so I'm sure it'll be elevated from there.
How does it make sense of this defense? Because you guys have had good stretches, mm-hmm. right? And then, but then you've had, you know, you couldn't close the door twice. You gave it 46 twice on the road. Are you guys sort of like a schizophrenic unit right now? How do you see it on tape?
Well, we definitely haven't put together a complete game yet, and that's our goal this week, is to go out there, put together a complete game, and it starts with today in practice and moving on throughout the week, just making sure everything's shored up and we're communicating between one another so that on Monday we go out and execute.
What is one thing you're really proud about the defense about, and what is one thing that's still aggravating you?
Well, I think we're working well together, and I think we're communicating between one another, and I'm happy that we're continuing to make strides to become a better defense. And then the negatives right now are those big plays that happen late in games that we have to limit.
Can you build off the overtime, though? You guys really played well in overtime. Can you build off that performance and take, hey, this is how it should be done?
Yeah, I think we played well in overtime. That was one of the games we were actually went out there and finished strong, and unfortunately we needed overtime to do it, but it's a step in the right direction.
Describe what AFC South battles are like for those who don't know. You've been involved in quite a few over the years.
Yeah, I think it's a tough conference, and it's always close. You know, it's always a tougher game when you go out and play a division opponent, especially in an atmosphere like Monday Night Football. So we're going to have some good practices this week and make sure we're ready to go.
What about this Titan offense? Quarterback probably going to be Mariota. He really adds a different element, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a great quarterback. We've seen similar in him as with Russell Wilson a couple weeks ago, and just always a threat with their legs, so we have to watch out for that and be careful.